I usually use student, I guess. I don't know.
Do you know, do you make any distinction between student and pupil?
Or yeah, pupil is when you're referring, is when a teacher is referring to her students. Maybe, I don't know. Pupil seems to be somewhat younger, is forced to do it, doesn't do it by choice.
Okay, someone's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And a student is doing it, in your definition, then by...
Actively engaging
by choice. And okay, active study. Okay, a person employed by a businessman to look after his correspondence is called his private...
secretary.
Okay, and a woman who appears in plays or movies is a... or is...
actress.
All right. And you're not a Canadian, you're a...
American.
Right. Okay. Now, people of the black race are called what?
Blacks.
Okay, and what's another, what's the proper, what was the proper term for that originally?
Black. Well, that's the proper, Negro.
Okay. What are some racially jocular terms?
I mean, like nigger and spade and...
Yeah, all the ones that you can think of that have been said around you that you said. That you could recognize. If somebody came up to you and said one, you'd know what they're talking about.
Nigger and spade and... That's about it.
Okay.
Uncle Tom, that's not racial.
You don't think that's racial?
No, it's...
I'm not trying to infer.
No, within the term.
Okay. What about the ones that are just joking? You know, like somebody comes up and you know, maybe even a black person you know or something, you know, they're just joking about their own race, you know. What might be a joking term they would use to indicate their own race?
Nigger.
Okay. But you yourself, like for example, when you're filling out a form, a proper form, we're not Negroes. We are considered
blacks.
No, I mean you and I.
Oh, white.
Okay, what's a proper name for that?
White.
The race, what's the proper name for
that? Caucasian.
Okay. Now, what are some derogatory terms for whites?
Whitey.
Okay, what's all the ones that you can think of that you've heard? Or
whitey, that's about it.
Okay, what would you call a poor white person living in a country?
Poor white trash, I don't know.
Okay, well, I heard you were talking about some people up north here, like in Georgia. And
rednecks, hicks.
Yeah, what are, like some of these terms, what do you call?
Rednecks, hicks, hard hats.
Now, on hard hat, would you consider it mainly white or just the
construction worker type?
Is that a category unto itself? Or?
Yeah.
That could be both black and white, couldn't it?
Yeah, I guess I could, but I don't know.
When you say hard hats, you're thinking about like the redneck men.
Yeah, right.
You know, the, is not
same type, redneck, hard hat, same type.
Okay.
Jocks. Not jocks.
Jocks is like the athlete. You're referring to the athlete.
Yeah. Wasps.
Wasps. Yeah. Okay. What about a person that was born in Georgia or born in Florida? That what do they call? What would be a term that you might call them? You know, native.
Floridian.
You ever heard the term cracker?
I heard it.
What would you call Richard Nixon?
An asshole. a crook, I don't know.
Okay, all right. How about a child that was born of racially mixed, white and black? What would you call that? Well, not bad. What would you call that person?
I don't know.
There's a proper name for, you know.
I don't know what the name is.
Okay, you ever heard the term mulatto?
No.
Okay, well, that's proper. I was just, have you heard any, are there any in the Miami area that you knew of when you went to high school or junior high or whatever, are there any derogatory terms for racially mixed children?